It's about to welcome everyone in the gallery, so thank you for coming this evening. And we'll start off with our opening statement, which is acknowledging the country. The council acknowledges that we live on the traditional lands of country of the Perimak and Kaurna people. We pay our respects to ancestors and elders past and present as the custodians of this ancient and beautiful land. Together, we will care for this place for the generations to come, and in this context, the decisions we make should be guided by the principle that nothing we do should decrease our children's ability to live on this land. Now, we have apologies. Is it just three? We've got there now. Can I just check? It's only three. Yeah, it's only about two. So we have Councillor Boyd, Councillor Gillard, Councillor Cheetah, all apologies tonight, and we have Councillor Tina recovers from COVID soon. We've already got a leave of absence. Is anybody else wanting the leave of absence? I've got the one from Councillor Cheetah. Is there anybody else signing over for it? Don't we go ahead with that? I've got a leave of absence request from Councillor Cheetah because he's got COVID up until the 17th of February. So would somebody be willing to move that? Thank you, Councillor Daniel and Park in the second then, thank you. And all those in favour, please. Okay, thank you. So that's carried unanimously. Do we have any other absences that we need to for today? Item four on our agenda is the minutes of the previous meeting, which was on the 28th of January. Is anyone needing to change anything in that? If not, can we move?
I'll start with that idea,
Councillor Herman, looking for a second, please. Thank you, Councillor Mann. In favour, please. Now, does anyone at this point have a declaration of conflict of interest for anything that's later on the agenda? I'll take that as a no, and move on to opening remarks. I've just got two things. First of all, I thank Councillor Herman for taking the chair at the last meeting. And then the other one is I just wanted to propose a vote of thanks for Mr. Waters. As you would have heard this morning from the CEO, Mr. Waters has put in his resignation at this point. He might have noticed that he's been for 15 years, which is a pretty impressive title of the council. So I just think he deserves a round of applause. Although I've emailed people, I would like to say publicly that I just want to thank you for all that work that you've done, especially this is something that I've spent a lot of time with you on, which is a little spiral, I think, because it really was unexpected and yet taken with that and had to work with so many people, learn so much stuff on the ground and always with a calm face. So you might not have been calm on the knees, but always with a calm face to cut there. So I'd like to thank you for all that work you did with Cuffy Creek and Cherry Gardens Farm and the previous chats on your front as well. So thank you very much, and we wish you all the best with your next career move. And if anyone wants, would like to move a motion without notice later on, there's a vote of thanks, so it goes in the minutes. I will have to go to 7:30. Okay, moving on. Item seven on the agenda. We don't have any questions agenda. We don't have any questions lying on the table. We do have some petitions. So moving on to item eight on the agenda. We have two petitions. Notwithstanding that we haven't actually yet made a decision about the representation review, but it's gone out to community engagement. We have had feedback, and this is a reflection of that feedback. So what we've got is the proposal, and the petition that council resolves that the petition we have be received a notice, and that petition is making suggestions for three names. If we've had three wards, try and solve and bring up in a close ward. So I'm looking for someone to essentially see the note that way. Thank you, Councillor Herman, and then Councillor Parkin, who's going to be seconding. Yeah. Yes, sorry, I've got to speak to it.
Move a motion that is appropriate this part to further petitions to the area of bars. Is it appropriate that I do it now or under motions without?
It's a good point. I would have thought councillor would administratively have made those available to its creditors and that. Would you do that or do you need a motion to do that?
I would prefer a motion.
I prefer that's my.
It's 10 minutes then the council has the petition. That it is considered the petition and it's taken in action of the petitions.
Yeah, can I think we need to do that as a motion without notice? Yeah, I'm trying to accept that. Thank you very much. So we've moved and seconded, we need to actually vote for those in favour, please, of receiving this petition. Thank you, that's a unanimous one. So the second petition is a speed limit in Silver Lake Road in Mylaw. This is to reduce the traffic. And I won't bring out the resolution, of course, see that in front of you. Do I have someone who would propose to support that petition? I've seen the note of the word. Thank you, Councillor Marr. Just for somebody else, I think. Councillor Barkin. And please, all those in favour then. Thank you. Now, I'm just going to address the gallery in a minute, because if I'm correct, that was your petition with regard to the renaming of the wards. Is that correct? Okay, so just to explain, what I've done is I've asked Councillor Herman if he'd bring forward a motion without notice, but that happens right at the end. So I feel confident that that will go through. However, I just wanted to advise you actually had to wait before meeting if that was what you wanted to know.
Right.
So I'll leave it up to you when you have an event. So we move on to deputations. Now, I don't have anyone here. Does anyone have any? I see him on the picture in the gallery, so we swim up. So on to the public forum. Now, this is where we invite the gallery if they would like to speak or 5 minutes each about any topics. So I'll invite both of you, if you would like, or both would like to say something in the public gallery. This is the time to. You're welcome. So if you'd like to, put up your hand and we'll get your name down. I'm really happy to just listen in.
Thank you. No, we don't need to speak.
All right, thank you. So we can go on. We have no presentations. So we go on to item 10 on the agenda. We have no questions on the agenda. We have an emotion on those. But we do have item 12, which is we do have some decision items. So I should also let our gallery know it's really quite a short agenda this evening. So we have three items. Our first item is from one with regard to the Ashton North Summit CFS site agent proposed. And since we have such a short agenda, I'll throw a stick this board as well. Do you want to introduce that item? No. Okay, so you've all seen the item. It's about the site agent proposal. This type of this is being out. And we're looking for a mover for this to continue on with the CFS site lease from the proposal. Sorry. So are you proposing to move it? Thank you, Councillor Pasquale. Thanks very much. Are you seconding?
I'm happy to second, but could I just ask a question?
Sure.
And it was in relation to the maps at the back. Is it the yellow area that's the lease area? Because there's also a shared area as well.
So, Your Worship, the shed. I may also just come back on it for weeks, if that's okay. Is that the same? So, in principle, we're looking to renew existing as a draft system. So, it's a lot for a lot of situation.
So, there's actually no, even though that's his shared area, there's actually no chance for that. When we're talking here, that's much better on page 69.
Yeah, 69. Yeah, it's just what.
So did either of you wish to speak? Mover or seconder to this item? Do you wish to speak to the item? What a question, sure.
Thank you, Andrew, you Mayor. I just wanted to ask, because the building has toilets which are public accessible, and I just wanted to know what the status was of upgrading of those toilets, because they are quite old and are being overused with this time of year to a down and
down. No, I haven't had an answer.
I guess like in a major upgrade project, we'll bring that to council for consideration as part of the next legislative process, which will be compiling this for the toilets.
All right, so we also second with this. Did you wish to say anything at this point?
Actually, I do have another question, and maybe it's just my confusion here. On the map, it's an area next to the Ashton Oval, and it says Northern Summit Ashton CFS. Now, there is also a CFS at Northern Summit as well, and that's different. Yeah. I'm just wondering why I said Northern Summit CFS for this one. This is a question.
I can't answer that because I haven't got that on the screen. Councillor Grant, no answer.
Yeah, thank you, Your Worship. That area is marked is simply a rewatering area for appliances. So there's a bore and a tank. There's no toilet or anything there. So it's just a water supply. So that's not the location of the brigade. Right. It's just a watering point.
So it's a supply that either of the brigades produce?
Yeah. I mean, all fire appliances have a key to access that water supply, but that brigade is, this is maintained.
So, is that option? So I also have Councillor Herman and then Councillor Daniel. Councillor Herman?
Yeah. First of all, I'll end the debate. I was wondering if the mover and seconder would be happy to include in two words, trying to run the CFS, the words at a rental of $1 per annum if demand. That way it clearly spells out what the rental will be. If not, I'll move.
I thought that was somewhere in the
middle. It is.
It's not in that, it's not in the minute.
It's in the report, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's in the
it's in the lease. So.
Okay, look, so we go back to the movement and second that. To be honest, my first to me, that's just a very agent. It's very good. In the report.
In this page.
Yeah, so are you willing to accept that?
Can I just get clarity from Councillor Herman as to why he wants to put that in the next in the place?
It makes it abundantly clear what the terms and conditions of the lease are. It's 21 years, and any lease you have a term and you have a rental for consideration. So that makes it quite clear that it's $1 if the market, which is one thing.
Rather than having to go back to the lease to go through the details, which I'm
so that's a summary
so
in our motion rather than
the. And the button end of the. Was that acceptable?
Yeah, I'm still asking.
I did raise the issue whether, in these tight financial times, that the CFS should pay a rental, land rental. They've got to build the building out of their own funds for a land rent. And the director advised me that if we started from the traditional practice of letting CFS occupy council land for dollar, that would be unique, I think, Wordsworth. That far as this is the unique. So I'm not going to push the case, but I do make the point that if the council occupied this estate government land, the building, and about bet my bottom dollar, the hand would be ten. So I'm not going to push that case. Yes.
I guess part of the principle here is what we've actually done.
Yeah.
Just a question to the administration, and my understanding is that this motion is in relation to the Northern Summit CFS site, not the city's photo. So it's not in relation to the site. So this 5 Colonial Drive is the CFS site in Northern Summit, not the watering location of the Councillor Brown is referring to. So we just, I assume that the motion itself is correct and the image is the correct one.
Yeah. That's good. So what you're saying is you think that the image on the page 69 is actually not the correct image.
Correct. Yeah. 5 Colonial Drive is the North Summit location. The image is not. So I'm just seeking clarification that it is 5 Colonial Drive, which from my perspective would make sense, but I just wanted to check.
So I can't remember the rest of the photo for you, so CEO wants to know this. Is that correct? And it's just a question of maybe that would help you think in English.
Confusion between the build, as you see. Thank you, councillors, variously. Yes, look, the lease at the Northern Summit site, and this is the site that councillors are talking about in regards to boundary realignment as well, toilet upgrades and whatnot, that the lease there is definitely up for renewal. And the resolution, master's resolution, is about that site. The appendix, as Councillor Brown has finally explained, is another site.
Yes.
What I'll need to come back to you on is whether that is a kind of like a bolt on that's also subject to the same as not. The resolution just talks about 5 Colonial Drive, so you're quite
right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mr. Parkin?
Yes. Through your worship, and I apologise for asking this question now, but it only has only occurred to me after the rental. Is there, and Councillor Hogan's comment that to do so would be unique, given that it's a 21-year lease, is there anywhere in the provision of the lease for the council to decide that they would like to increase that lease, that rental amount at any point in that 21 years? Is there a provision for that in the lease? Should at any point that situation become less than unique, or we decide that for various reasons we would like that. My apologies for not going through with the fine tooth comb, it's just occurred to me now.
So let's hand that one over. I can't, I'll set one for you. I'm not committed with every part of the lease, so.
Through you, Worship, to answer that question absolutely definitively, we would have to go through it again. But I think it must have been to the chamber that's made this decision, albeit in the understanding that it's one lottery, it's better for at least for the entirety of the term. If the chamber feels that there should be something different or some other clause negotiated around that, and that's important to the chamber, then I would suggest a different clause.
Thank you.
Right, so what we'll be voting on, if you're going to vote for this one, is that one law for 21 units, unless later on we decide we wish to put other conditions in place, if that's possible. So, who else wishes to speak? Does anybody else wish to speak on this item? I have a question. We can't, but absolutely. Do you need to say anything on this thing? All right, so. We've moved to second then. Do you have any dissent, anyone? I'll just ask all those in favour, thanks. Yeah, thank you. So that's been carried in and thank you very much. Right, so we now hold 12.2, which is the CFS site initial proposal again, but this one for Woodside.
Mayor, before you put that, could I ask if those words about the Capricorn rental being further than 0.2?
Or they put them in.
Yeah, Mark, in 12.2.
Oh, sorry.
Same word.
Well,
why don't we move it with that? Yeah, and I think it's similar.
All right, so you're moving then. Do you want to talk to the item?
No, I don't wish to talk to him. No, thank you.
All right, do you have a second for somebody for this proposal? Thank you, Councillor Don. Do you want to speak to the item?
Yes,
No, that's it. Thank you.
Right, thank you. So, is there any dissent amongst anyone for this item? Right, not let's just go through then to the vote, please. All those in favour? All right, thank you. That's very unanimous. Well, 12.3, which is our confidential item for review. I don't have to spill here this evening to be able to take it with them. I don't know if the CEO want to say anything about this item. Okay, so 12.3, what we're looking for, this one's been broken down into a number of decisions. So let me just please this. So this is broken down into eight decisions for the various confidential items. So we'll go through each one one by one, each decision requiring a movement and second of these. So what we're looking for first of all is decision one, it's receiving the noting. Review and noting the items that have been held in the confidential items register. So I'm looking for a movement second of that first decision. Thank you. So I don't know whose hand went up first there, but I go to Councillor Daniel and Councillor Munch. Is there anyone in dissent of that item, or are you either if you wanted to speak to the item? Right, do you have any dissent on the item? Otherwise, I'm just going to go through the vote, please. Right, thank you. That was carried unanimously. We'll go to decision two, which is the recovery of unpaid rates. Again, I'm looking for a move on. Thank you. I've got Councillor Pascali and then Councillor Schumann in a second. Councillor Osterton. You wanted to speak, Councillor Pascali? Councillor Osterton? Okay. Anyone wanting to debate? Okay, any dissent? I can assume then if we can just go straightforward and vote on this item first. For those in favour. All right, thank you. That one's been carried unanimously. So we're now on decision three. Now I'm looking for someone to move something, Councillor Pasquale.
Thank you, and through you, Mayor.
I wanted to put the item.
I would like to move an alternative motion, please. Thank you. I want to move that we defer decision three to the ordinary council meeting of February 25, 2025, in order for the CEO to provide the chamber with our policy and process on how we may alter or text redact elements of the minutes which disclose the affairs of any person, living or dead, or information which is commercial in confidence, so that the items may be released to the public. Sorry, was that a lot of this? Sorry, yeah.
Do you want to just explain the rationale and the civilians? Yeah, exactly. If that's easier,
yeah.
Rather than looking for the actual
Sorry.
Minor designation, I said.
Thank you. The reason that I've asked for this to be referred is I sent an email on Saturday. So there was the governance and performance team had it the first thing Monday morning, requesting I be advised how the chamber may alter or text redact elements of the minutes so that they don't disclose the affairs of any person living or dead or anything that's of public, anything that's of commercial incompetence. I thought of this to release these documents to the public, and it made me think about our confidential items as a whole. We get a list, but we actually don't get the documents for us to actually look at and really consider, do we need to still hold this in confidence? So when I looked at the minutes for this particular item, I actually didn't see anything that required us to continue the confidentiality. I asked for the process, and it hasn't been provided for me and nor the chamber. And as we still have approximately a month before we have to make a decision on this item, I ask that we defer it so that we may be able to understand this process. As I mentioned, I reviewed these minutes, and I think we can release them to the public domain. However, due to the time constraints, I do not feel I've been given adequate time to consult with the administration on this, nor have I been given an understanding on how we can even do this. I believe that all of these confidential items should be in our agenda so that we may be able to fulfil our role as elected members under the Local Government Act to read and assess whether we do still require confidentiality in our current climate, and if so, if it's all or parts of the document. I'm actually of the opinion that now more than ever, our community would really appreciate if we took steps to be more transparent. And I think something as simple as these minutes could actually be a positive step forward to doing that.
All right, so I'll just to cut some other similarities, I think what it said, which is we wanted it for which you would like the provision of more information, and there hasn't been time enough yet to get them. Is that fair, Simon?
Yeah, that's fair. Thank you.
So that's what you want to move. We need to see if you have a second up with that before that motion.
Just a big question.
Yes, of course.
I guess my question is, regardless of whether I agree with Councillor Pascali or not, this is a procedural motion to refer, which is given the reason. If we vote yes on this, are we endorsing all of the rest of it? Because we can't debate this. That makes any sense.
We're just doing that one decision.
It
is a motion of procedural nature.
Yeah.
And if it gains a second vote and if it gains a majority vote, all you've done is defer the item, the issue of the rationale and the reason to a later date. Whereupon additional information will be available to you. That's it.
So we could debate the stuff that I like today.
So presumably everyone got that, is that it is to feel that you still have the right to later happens to be. So we've got a move.
So you're just putting the debate off to another day.
Yeah.
So we had a move. Did we have a second then? Councillor Hudson, did you want to speak to the party? Okay. So does anyone want to debate the party?
I'm just going to ask a question. Council at any time, a councillor at any time could bring a motion to the floor of the council seeking to declassify, for want of a better word, any confidential item that this council has seen fit to put into confidence at any time. Is that not true?
Yeah, I'm not sure. No, I'm looking to declassify the item unless I understood that.
That's not for a doubt.
Well, no, so council, no one I think might be redundant, but it wasn't a question.
Is the motion?
Oh, sorry. So I can't find that in that reader.
I'll just move over to Councillor Barton for a minute and see if Councillor Barton, do you have a question?
Yeah, I've got a question. And that's about Councillor Pascal's request around procedure around redacting and commercial confidence. What is the usual procedure for us to release a motion like this out of confidence without any redaction, without any personalisation, or without any removal of commercial things that we deem commercial in confidence, however we deem that? So would that be what our usual practice was?
Well, I think that was part of the question you were asking, Councillor Pascal was saying.
What is the procedure? What's the status?
She wrote to me, and I could, I heard some, but I couldn't give her the picture. And so the standard beach, of course, is still not pretty important, and it seems should possibly not be only one. So that's your level. I'll go back so we have a mover and we have a second. Did anybody else have a debate on the question? Okay, so
there's still no motion
on
the screen, so I'm not going to vote on something I can't see.
I know.
If it's not on the screen, it needs to be read again, slowly and carefully, so members know what they're voting on. At this point in time, I'm not that clear what they're voting on.
Okay, because there's someone getting through as a member, somebody who won't hear that.
Yeah, I sent it twice now.
So there's, can
I just read the motion through you, Matt? Can I just read the motion so everyone sees it?
So that's what I'm suggesting. That's what Ms. Gallagher has suggested. So I was going to suggest that the council, I'll stop. You don't have an objection to that?
No, I was just going to say, the council, Ms. Gallagher, could read it out very slowly. Beck might be able to type it.
If not, you'll get the opinion. Okay, so if you would like to read out the motion, and do you have it now?
Yeah, I have. Mr. Burford's decision to the ordinary council meeting of February 25, 2025.
Can we say decision in Freeland?
Yeah.
And it needs to be a bit slower, because that's fine.
In order for the CEO to provide the chamber with our policy and process on how we may alter or text with that elements of the minutes which disclose the affairs of any person in brackets living or dead. For information which is commercial in confidence, so that the items may be released to the public.
So all of that? Okay, thank you. Councillor
Daly,
have a question?
Just a governance question where it says may alter. I assume that it's not possible to alter, but only redact. Would that be correct?
Yes.
So maybe.
So we change the word alter to redact?
It's just for text redact, on how we may text redact.
Okay. So that's okay, happy with that? So it's essentially what I understand from this, if you're trying to understand what the process is, you can efficiently go through as well, and we could go through to make decisions about whether or not we're satisfied with something. Should be redacted and should not be redacted. Is that what we're understanding?
Yeah, I guess I've got a question about the intent of the motion, and I'm trying to work out what the intent of the motion is to for us to be informed on what our current process is, or is it a question about what we can do that we may not normally do? Because it feels like they're two different things. So if you want to know what our current process is, what do we usually do? But it feels like if you want to know also what we could do under specific circumstances, so are there then two parts to that?
Thanks, Ben, you're asking.
No, I don't think it is. Like, I think what I'm asking is, if you're asking what our policy is, what we would usually do, that's one thing. But what you're asking is what's something we may do or something we could do. And so that might not necessarily be something we usually do. So I guess what I'm trying to work out is what the intent of the motion is, if you want to find out if you could do something, or if you want to find out what it is we usually do.
Yes, sure.
Thank you, through you, Mayor. Thanks for the question. For clarity, I asked for the minutes because I wanted to know what was in it that we had to keep confidential. On first reading, specifically on this one, I didn't think there was anything.
But then we have another one coming up, decision 7. And when I read that one, I thought we could release some of this, but there is part of it that we can't. And that's where my question came from. So that's why I asked for the information, and I was told that the administration could not give that to me by today. And that's why I don't feel completely confident in passing this motion. I would like that additional information. But looking forward, I think it's information that as a chamber, it's good for us to know, because this comes up regularly. And there are items here that I would not question. Absolutely, we do need to keep confidential.
Yeah.
But some things we should just have a look at every now and again. And that's why I said in some ways, I think they should be a part of our agenda as well, so that we are aware of what items we are keeping confidential from the departments as well. We're just given a list of items, and we're not actually given the documentation. We can go looking, I acknowledge that, but we are time poor as well.
Let me ask you to tell everyone who's living fully understanding the way like them. Before sitting there in the book,
I understand it now. Just a great answer.
Yeah.
I didn't follow through all of the elements. So as Councillor Downing gave the definition of an alter. Now, an alteration can only one be this is the minute that subjects the confidentiality of it. So by adapting the bonds of it, we have altered it in space. That's not what we believe. But if alteration had some defect, more significantly about changing 2 minutes, then that's not permissible. So the first is permissible, the second isn't permissible. That's now the plan.
Right, so you're happy that this is a reasonable resolution. Yeah. Right. So I'm sorry, I just wanted to clarify that. So does anybody else want to debate the item on the voting cast for the
Right.
It's partly a question, I guess, for Councillor Pascali, and that is, would this be better? I certainly applaud the idea of reviewing this and other matters held in confidence on the basis of why do we do it, and by what legislative means are we allowed to keep matters in confidence? And I think that's a valuable discussion. What you have here is more specific to this particular matter, and whether it needs text redacting or not doesn't address the fact of is this appropriate for being in confidence, or is it of no consequence, or in the public interest? And I think that's a discussion we probably should have more often, so that we can make these decisions in full knowledge of what the legislative ability we have to keep things in confidence. Anyway, that's my musing.
All right, so we'll take that as musing.
Yes.
It's not what we're using, I'm sorry, I still want to say it. As a comment. I think essentially we go back to the fact that we understand that what we're looking for is what the criteria that we currently use. Is that essentially? Councillor March.
Now that I understand this is not a procedure, this is moving this motion in a different way. But I guess my comment is look, I don't have an issue with the issue, basically, but I think this is just the wrong way to go about it. I think we need to, it should have come as a separate motion with notice, or even a motion without notice. Yeah, it just seems like a weird way of doing this. So I'm going to close this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Daniel.
Thank you, man. Just listening to the conversation, and I guess the essence of what this is trying to get out of, sort of been pulling together my thoughts with respect to that, and we've drafted a motion without notice that I'll move later in the meeting in relation to our review of confidential items, which I'll walk in these lines shortly. I'm comfortable to support this motion in this instance. I want the elected body to feel comfortable in the decisions that they're making. But as Councillor March just referred to, I think it's important to look at the bigger picture and continental items as a whole as opposed to one individual item. And I do note that of late there have been more conversations when this item comes up around different confidential items and whether it should stay in confidence. And I prefer to work through that in a proactive way prior to coming to the chamber, where there's an opportunity for us as elected members to ask why something is in confidence, to understand better the rationale and reasoning behind it. So we feel we're making fully informed decisions. So
yeah,
just flagging that motion a bit later in the meeting.
All right, thank you. I'm not sure I fully understand that, because by deferring an item, we can still have those discussions before this item comes up again. Correct. What are we still doing in the workshop or something like that? Is that what I mean?
I guess I've spoke, but leave the meeting, I'll read out the motion. Well,
no, but we'll do that.
Okay, that's fine. I'll leave it later.
Okay. I was just trying to understand. I thought maybe that was already been accommodated in the box. All right.
Yeah, I can answer that. I guess this motion is in relation to one item. I'm talking about all confidential items.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. But you could still make that motion. Because this, otherwise, you're going to pass this one. You know, assuming we don't defer it, we're going to say those really pass it then. Does that not contradict what you want to do?
No, I guess I'm thinking time constraints as well. This is until 12th of March. So it probably does need to be considered at the next meeting, and a more holistic view of the next one. It take a bit longer. I'd be guided on the administration on that.
I can't remember, was it the 12th or 25th? Anybody else wanting to speak? So we're looking for the removal, same as the deferral. Anybody else who hasn't spoken to speak? All right, I'll go back to the manoeuvre if you wanted to say something.
Yes, I just want to say that it is specifically about this decision. That's why I wanted to defer it, because I do want to unpack the minutes a bit more and understand the process. I'm glad it's actually brought up a conversation in the chamber for us to have, and I look forward to hearing what Councillor Daniel has to offer, that we can actually look at this moving forward, because this one particular item that I'm deferring did make me think about the whole process as well. And that's why I raised the point that we actually don't even have the papers that go, or the documentation that go with these items that were being asked to defer. And I do recall sitting in this chamber, and we had so many one night that we were just putting our hands up and going, yeah. And, you know, on reflection, it was not good governance, but we just wanted to get the items knocked off. And maybe we do just need to spend a moment.
Okay. I just asked you there, and I thought that would say about the council.
Okay, thank you. I take that back. But it's a good opportunity for us to think about the process.
All right, so the choice for the chamber is, do you want to defer this and have another conversation, or do you want to just keep going here and look at something before the council then might then say it? So I'll put it to the vote now. All those in favour of deferring the item? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And those against? One on the bin? The motion is carried. All right, thank you. All right, so we'll then be able to come back to motion without notice as well. So can we just ask you to note down the two motions without notice to come up with them? Just know that. Okay, all right, so let's now go on to decision 4, a completely different item. This is about the property in over the road in Lenswood. You've got a question? Yes, Councillor Holm.
Perhaps through you to tell me, this is 4 years old, 3 years old. How long does legal advice have to remain confidential?
As a general principle, not in perpetuity. If you try and have a look at any of the parallel advice given to a minister, to a state government department, doesn't matter how old it is,
won't get access to it.
Thank you. So that's why I'm too far away.
Yeah, yes. I could have an argument that media needs to be kept as confidential to maintain the legal professional privilege until such time as we're beyond the limitations period. So no action can take effect anyway. But then again, counter to that is the court's coming with its extend time in certain circumstances, should somebody want to use it to their detriment.
Thank you.
Well, I
just
asked the question.
Yes, it does.
It's important. Back on decision 4 regarding the popular local road, before I move on this item. Thank you. I've got Councillor Huxter and Councillor Ostock who seconded.
Yes.
Do you have Councillor Huxter and speak? Councillor Ostock and speak. All right, so does anyone want to debate the item? Any dissent? Okay, so let's go and plead for the vote. And those in favour of the moving this item. Thank you. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so I need carried unanimously. But thank you, everyone. We now go on to decision 5. Now, this is the multi-year road rally proposal. So I'll go to, I can see you've got your hand up.
Question.
Have a question for.
Yeah, this has been 21, and I remember moving the motion about a 3-year term. So it's been a decision since that note. Again, just how long, so it's 4 years gone, how long does notion of confidence last? And if there was a price put in, that is so far out of date, it would mean nothing.
Can I just ask you there's a follow-up question?
So, again, that's true, Mrs. Kelly. How long do we need to keep the notion of confidence? So it could have been many, if there was nothing, I'm saying a lot.
The answer, of course, is for as long as the council decides. I wouldn't maintain the same argument about perpetuity. So you're making informed and responsible decisions here on the committee side. And quite simply, if you believe that what's being protected by confidence here no longer has any commercial value, it shouldn't be commercially in confidence, it should be released.
But would add, I give to the council. Okay. Let's get it done over the full background. Because there has been a new, since that one, there has been a new agreement for 3 minutes again with different terms and information. Okay, well, that's my question answered. Thank you.
Thank you. So now let's move. Just anyone else got questions? So let's, we're looking for a mover. No, if you have no, you can speak it very well. Not very much. So you'll have the move.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak to it?
No.
I'm looking for a second there. Thank you, Councillor Munch. Do you wish to speak?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment here. There is an additional aspect to this. This has been the view of staff, and they've gone through with the legal lens over it and are making a recommendation to us. So I think that's, for me, that's good enough to, for this particular thing, to see it as being something that needs to remain in confidence.
Okay, we can't ask anyone of the administration for their reason behind it because I still here, so I can be fair, unless it's a young school.
Through you, it's me, right? Councillor Munch has articulated the process, but also I remind the recommenders that we bring these items to you periodically or annually, as we're obliged to, and at that time, you decide as a councillor whether it remains in confidence or not, or information is redacted or not. And that's a process that we spend some time on, especially through the workshop environment. So I just wanted to remind the recommenders that you do the visibility of these items before they are officially released or potentially released.
Okay, so we're back to we have a mover and a seconder. Is there any more debate? If you want to more questions, people have. I'll go back to the mover. So the mover wish to have a right of reply. Seconder, or a right of reply? Okay, so let's just go through the vote, please. All those in favour of this resolution, so please consider. Thank you. Okay, so I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 in favour, and those against, please. 1, 2, 3, 4 against. Oh, interesting, I've just got the dice. I think that what I'm going to do is, given we're clearly not sure about something, then I kind of feel that we shouldn't do it. Because we can bring it back and do it another time.
So we have a three relations. We might plus do it on the other end. We'll post it as a hearing aid for free.
Sorry, thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Valerie. All right, so I'm going to think about that loss today. We're concerned with that, like, no, I don't want to support something that clearly needs to offer them for us to be.
So the motion was moved to retain the confidence, and that motion against the loss, is that it is not impossible. Thank you.
From the 14th March, the answer is not complimentary. Sorry, could you just clarify what is the consequence the motion that was just part of what is the consequence of the decision that was just made on the casting vote in there? What happens to that item then?
The consequence of the decision just made on the casting vote is that the recommendation to extend the confidentiality did not get passed. So therefore, on the 14th of March, the confidentiality was lapsed, and the material that was that is protected today is no longer protected in public information from that date.
Is there a, not knowing what we've just physically released, or what we've...
It hasn't released yet. It won't be released until the 14th of March.
Okay, after the 14th of March, once it is publicly released, there could be matters of commercial confidence, contractual arrangements, and things of that nature. And not knowing the intricacies of those items, potentially, could the council be liable to legal action?
If there were matters of that nature that are released that would give rise to a claim, that's a possibility. But I don't know what's in there.
Well, sorry, I thought we'd established it actually for what was in there, but that's been overridden by another resolution after. So hang on, let's just go back to administration. So what do you want to turn will be happening, the implications for this information being released? But is it correct that as Councillor Cumberland said, that there is another contractual arrangement which has now gone, which is now in effect, which is not visible?
Of course, through the Mayor, this is an old arrangement dating back to 2021. There's new ones that have signed since that time.
So what would your rationale be for keeping it being
as pointed out, commercial and confidence arrangements, these type of arrangements has different arrangements for different accounts. So you will be releasing that information out to the future.
Okay, I've got lots of questions for me. Okay, Councillor Parker first and Councillor Pascoe.
Yeah, I guess I'm not sure this is one word or not, but the reason we get an agenda in advance is if we have any questions like this, we can reach out to staff. That's why we get the agenda in advance. And I haven't finished yet, Malcolm. Additionally, all of these reports are available. Yes, you do have to find them, but if you're curious about it, I would imagine that you would reach out to staff and ask and go and find them. So for me, it feels a little bit irresponsible for us to be going against the recommendations of staff in the chamber without asking the staff or doing research. That's just a comment. Thank you.
They'll have a point of wording.
Well,
I did seek advice of the administration, but that necessarily is agreement.
Okay, thanks. Look, the other thing we can do, and I'll just check it as well, is we can call it a different association to change the part.
Yeah.
So is there anyone who will do that?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll set aside the previous ruling and I'll stand again. All of those in favour of keeping this item in confidence, raise your hand. I have one, two, three, four. Sorry, you do actually have to hang on, but you realise why I'm not having that. So we've still got four people who want to keep in confidence. Is your hand going?
No, I'm.
It's getting
ready.
All right, so we've got, let's have those people who wish to release the information with the hand up.
It's not about releasing the information, it's about not extending it past the 14th of March. We still have over a month to deal with this. I just want to make that really clear.
Well, I think that already has been made clear that the people will be released.
Yeah, can I just interject here? If this is an division, we shouldn't be having those voting for standing up and then a name for, and those sitting down voting against and again the name for, so they can be told in the minutes.
So let's go back and we'll go to the board. We still have your voting in. So let's go for those people to our for this resolution, if you would like to stand on the next. So we have councillors Parkin, Huxer, March, and Osterstone, who are related. Thank you very much. And could we ask those who are not in the country to have a right to stand? We have Councillors Herman, Ryan, Pascale, and Daniel, who are against the motion. So that gives us four each way. So I'm going to give Sammy's vote to call, which is I will run against the motion. Don't forget, though, we can, or there are other things we can do if we need to change it. All right, let's move on from this one. And so we're now on to 7.6.
Question?
About 7.6. Question there.
I've read all these too, and I'm concerned about our CFC. Now, this particular resolution is 14. It is 11 years ago. It was Mr. Waters, I'm not going to say. Can you describe what the item was? So it passes the essay. Just in general terms.
We're going to see how it goes to master.
In general terms.
Yeah, through your worship. The Adelaide was Regional Waste Management Authority when I still were around 14 years ago. I was there, but didn't have anything to do with it. Yes, there was some litigation either underway or at the beginning or before the process here. There were some decisions made by the council, which was this resolution we're talking about here, that in and of itself, and I'll thank you for your query during the week about this one, actually, because it did give me the opportunity to look at it. And I contemplated the resolution itself may be able to comment on the documents, but the documents associated with the matter, I didn't feel it should be at this stage. There was legal advice, as Mr. Kennedy pointed out. As part of that, it was in the report and was appended actual letter from our legal advisors. And therefore, I feel comfortable reading what we released at this stage. My suggestion, which I think I'll relate back to you, was that this one does continue the conference for another 12 months, but then we'll have a look at what opportunity we have to release parts of it, which can be the first instance of the decision, but not the documents, which is important to consider and change.
Sounds like Professor Dunn will his documents and a lot of people many years. Thank you for the.
All right, so I'll
thanks for that answer. Question. Don't bother the answer much.
Well, I guess the question though, the question as well is, if we can do that in 12 months, why can't we do it now? It's a matter of concern, it's we can do that. No, I think we're not going to. Well, because she was saying, is it just that we haven't had time to look at the rest of it, therefore we need to put a hold on it for 5 months?
Oh, again, in the time of it, we've actually just looked into it yesterday. The conclusion the time I had to consider it was my recommendation is to keep it without flinch for another 12 months. And then that point, there's no, I didn't feel, Your Worship, that there was a particular need for it to come out from that.
That's my answer. All right, so
I'll move it. I think the Chamber is generally feeling that we should release as many documents, not have them in that confidence as possible. And you look at the list, it's got as long as your arm. So, I mean, 11 years, I think it's long. If I understand the case, it's been settled, the correct CEO or thoughts that the litigation has been completed. Why keep it up? But I will move it. Mr. Woods said that we'll just have another look at it within the 12 months. I think the staff should get the message that we're not going to just tick it and flip it. We'll determine pretty closely at a future point.
All right, so let me ask Mr. Keller if he wanted to make a comment.
When you said the litigation was settled, that immediately made me think, was there a deal of settlement? And if so, were there any duties and obligations of confidentiality in that deed, which do extend beyond 11 years? I don't know. I'm not sure what the administration know. But to err on the side of caution, have you moved?
Yeah, that's why I've shut that.
You know, find that out.
I accept that.
That's fine.
So, I mean, what we'll say is the way is in that actually correct.
Just on rereading what we've already must have actually been quite skilled to be a because the resolution, it's decision 6 that we're still talking about, only talks about the report and related attachments.
Yeah.
So the actual decision, you know, at the time has already come. So I'll just be clear, it's handling the report and attachments.
All right, so I've got a mover. My mover has spoken. Do we just mover have a second of things? Thank you, Councillor Pye. And to give it to Ben.
I don't just think it's a deal, item, but I think some people have raised some good points, and I'm looking forward to the councillor getting this motion later this evening, because potentially we need to look at this more broadly, because what we are doing potentially with some of the items earlier this evening is releasing things without really knowing what the implications of that would be. And I think it's really important if we've got staff recommending one thing and then we're doing the opposite, we really know what those implications are. And so I think a motion where we could potentially look at that really broadly, and even a workshop would potentially be the idea of what Councillor Daniel is going to provide.
Can I just hold you there? We've done enough topic.
Yes, I know, and I apologise.
I'm going to ask you to say that for when
you yes, ahead. And I will do that, and I second the motion. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So you're going to second?
Yes.
Thank you. So we have mover and seconder. Any other debate or questions? Okay. All right, so So please, all those in favour. All right, so you have that as an unanimous decision. So we'll now come on to item 7. This is, decision 7. This is again another set of minutes of a meeting back in March of last year. Okay, so I'm looking for a mover. Councillor Munch, and a seconder, Councillor Parkin. Councillor Munch will talk to the item. You've already got a seconder, but Councillor Parkin, did you want to talk to the item? All right, so we're moving from a seconder, and if you have any debate, any dissent, thank you. Councillor Pasquale.
Thank you. I did want to defer this item as well, but I do know that there is some commercial and confidence material inside those minutes. And knowing that we are going to be unpacking this issue, hopefully, with the motion later this evening, I'll support this motion.
Right, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Well, I had it. We need to go back to the moment. We've had two debates. So I'm going to ask all those in favour. Put decision 7, please. Thank you. So that's unanimous. And the last decision for 12.3 is regarding the Trans-Tasman Energy Group. Okay, so I'm going to ask for a mover.
I'm happy to move that.
You're happy to move that? Do you wish to speak to them?
No.
Councillor Grant, no. That's you. Have a second.
Second.
Okay, so I've got to wish to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm moving second. Again, to second, anyone? All right. Vote on the item, please. All those in favour? Thank you. That's carried unanimously. Correct decision carried. All right, so now we'll move on. Now, yeah, so we have Mr. Street for this tonight, and then if you're finding yourself, is it? Oh, okay, so you're happy to talk on behalf of Mr. Street for all that's specifically. Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Right, so what we're looking for here, this is the annual investment performance. Did you wish to say anything about this before, Mr. Lewis?
No, thank you.
So, having read through that, we're looking for a mover. Thank you, Councillor Herman, and please to speak.
Yes, I'll make a recommendation. I did draw your attention to page 114 of the table. And it surprised me a little bit, I say. The return on investments, the local government finance authority, we'll just look at page 23-24. The LTFA, their average return of 4.47%, but the NAB weighted average return is 4.77. That's a bit higher. And if you look in the far column, the actual earnings are 35,000 above the budget at 25. So it's a good result. But I was more surprised that the NAB was higher than the LTFA. I'm sure the good reason for that. Leave you if you're interested to find out. Thank you.
All right, so I have a mover. Sorry, Gallery, I might have to ask you to say that. Okay, you wouldn't pick that up soon. So sorry, I have a mover with Councillor Herman. You're looking for a seconder. So we have a seconder, Councillor Daniel, you want to speak? No, thank you. So I've got a mover and a seconder. Any debate, please, with people? So, you don't need a right to reply, I don't think. So, all those in favour of item 13.1 with regards to the annual investment performance report 23-24. Okay, is your hand up?
Right.
Thank you. All right, that's very commendable. All right, thank you, everyone, for the contributions to all of those decisions then. So, we move on to item 15. Which is correspondence for noting, which is there's nothing here. Item 15, item 15, questions without notice. So, do we have some questions?
Yes, I do. In the recent LGA circular, they were advising that there's $1,000 grant above the installation of AEDs in government and council buildings. Good news, because we've, I think, put in a fair amount of money in our budget to do the same. So, two questions. Have the actual buildings been identified, CEO, the ones that might need this? And if so, can we know which ones they have?
Set up to you, Mayor, and I'll refer that to Mr. Higgins. That's those questions.
Is there anything we can add, Mr. Warren?
Thank you, through you, Your Worship. Yes, we did apply for and receive $45,000, which is $1,000, I think, per unit for 45 units that were eligible under the program that the state government was putting out. The actual number of AEDs that we need to put in under the legislation we estimate have been 60. That's because there are a few that weren't eligible for the grant at some other facilities. So the funding that we've got with the state, from the state, together with the funding the council itself was putting into this, will enable us to cover all of the sites we anticipate. However, we are in this procurement process as I speak. And the other thing I'll just add is that there have actually been, despite the fact that there's actually a grant program development to do this, there has actually been some minor legislative change that has come in to try and clarify which buildings need to be covered with AEDs and which don't. So our number may change a little bit as that's clarified. The LGA is hosting a seminar for councillors to attend online next week to just shed a little bit of light on exactly which buildings are going to be. Which ones are, because for instance, we're not thinking the public toilets needed because they have obviously a meter which we're just going to talk about, and there are a few instances that need to be. But the process is going well. There are a number of companies, as you might imagine, given this legislation has come in that are pretty sharp in the space now, and we need to get not only the old business, but the business of other students. So,
in the second present, do you think they'll be in by the end of June, like this financial year?
Through you, Your Worship, I believe. Yes.
Thank you. Second question, CEO, is stormwater, change of mode, Bell Hammer. Have you had any further movement with the bid on that?
Through you, Mayor. Thanks for the question. The only thing that I can provide is that still working on the documentation.
Just remind me, it will rain one day. And my final question is the rep review, the representation review, can you outline, if you have any information, how many representations were received and when we'd like to get a report back against on the analysis of those representations.
Thank you for the question. I'll refer to the director. Thank you, Mr. Burr.
Thank you, through the chair. We have 48 respondents online. Two hard copy forms and a further page to provide the email responses. This will go to the next step. I believe is a formal of the council question on the 25th of February. This is the 25th of February. It'll be the 11th of March. We would expect it to be another 4 or 5 weeks after the bring the report back to Kent and the final reception when trying to put it into.
And just very quickly, do we have to go after that's been on the analyzed? Do we have to go back to the council for a further decision, or does it go straight on the electoral commission?
So that's the council decision.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. So, are there any questions? Anyone else? Thank you, Councillor Hahn.
Yeah, thank you, Your Worship. A question for the CEO. If you'd be so kind to give an update on the setting up of the bushfire reference group.
Thank you for the question. Yes, look, it was delayed over the festive season. So the team now is ramping up over the next couple of weeks to get expressions of interest from community members to be part of the reference group. We have reached out also to the CFS money. Go out to them before Christmas to nominate a representative. We're chasing them up to be a representative from the CFS, and therefore with a view of bringing this pretty much to a head by March.
Thank you. Thank you. More questions? All right, so take out the end of questions for about that. So we go on to item 16, which is motions without notice. So we've got two, I think, what Councillor Daniel, but we also have to sit down to him. We also will speak to him at the
moment.
All right, well, let's go to council. That was the first one, so we'll see if we can cover that one. Thank you. This is my chair. All right, so if you want, would you, can I allow? Yeah, please do. Thank you. I will change one word, that being March perhaps to May, or be guided by the administrations on that. So I'll speak to the motion. I read it out first, given people have not had a chance, and I sort of formulated this as I was listening to the discussions earlier in the meeting. And it's essentially that the CEO undertake a process that enable us as elected members to proactively review items currently listed in our confidential items register, and that a workshop be held by May 2025 to provide feedback in relation to questions raised through this process and to consider any improvements to be made in procedures for elected members to review items in confidence. You know, the last few times that these sorts of, the review of confidential items has come up in the agenda, there have been quite a few questions, and I think that's a good thing. It shows that our elected body are keen to really understand each item and to release items where possible. And part of my thinking when I put together the wording here is I reflected on the delegations review. And when that first came to council with the new elected body, that it actually wasn't passed, but we deferred it, opened up a spreadsheet and enabled elected members to then ask questions about particular parts of the delegations. The staff provided a response. And then we had a workshop and went through those key points. And I felt that was a really good process, and it helped us as elected members be comfortable with making those decisions. So from my perspective, it's really to ensure we're being as transparent and open as possible for our community. And there's clearly an appetite within the elected body to proactively do this. And you know, my initial thoughts are that this would be a good process to go through to enable us to be really confident we're only holding in confidence what we need to. And it might be that some of the things that people have questions with, that once we obtain and given more information, we get yes, that makes perfect sense. Well, there may be other items where we actually work through things a bit more. We come to a position where we're comfortable to release that. So that's why I put this forward. I think it would be a good thing to go through, and I hope to have your support.
All right, Councillor Parkin.
Thank you. I'd like to send in the speech, if I may. I think for me, one of the concerning things that's come out of today is that we've just released something that was in confidence about fully understanding the implications of what that might be.
Clarification.
Yeah, we've not released it. No, sorry. I expressed myself wrongly. We have slated something for release, let's put it that way, without fully understanding what the implications might be. And I think that's probably an important thing for us to work through, and it's something that we should potentially not only work through in a workshop, but in terms of reports that are provided back to us in our agenda, it might be a good note for staff to put in there, rather than just saying that we recommend that this stays in confidence, any potential implication if it doesn't stay in confidence, so that we can then actually consider whether the potential outcome outweighs the benefits or not of staying in confidence. So that's something that I would very much like us to consider, and it would then give us all of the information really that we needed to make an informed decision. So I support this because I think it having an improved process with potential outcomes of releasing things from confidence could be very useful. Thank you.
So I have a mover and a second. Would anybody else like to speak to go it? Because so I've got Councillors March and then Brown. Councillor March in person.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, I support this as well. It gets quite, I use this word, dangerous to do stuff ad hoc. And I think it's really good that we need to, we could seriously consider the process. When we first came to council, I spoke to our previous governance person and said that I was uncomfortable sometimes with the amount of stuff that we do, given confidence and the big delivery, open government and transparency. But I think it needs to be done in a very considered way, in a way that ensures that where things actually do need to be kept in confidence, they are kept in confidence. And in particular, things like commercial legal privilege and personal information about people, because when those things are released, when they should be released, a lot of damage can be done. And that's actually a risk to council. For example, a commercial issue, we can get sued if we're breaking some sort of agreement that we've made with a commercial organisation. So I think it's good for us to review this and make sure that we have a process which we're comfortable with that balances those two needs.
All right, thank you.
To
my councillor
Yeah, thank you, Your Worship. Yeah, I just wanted to add to that. It's important to remember that there are clear legislative guidelines to what we're keeping in confidence. So keeping these in confidence because it suits us or benefits us or somehow serves a purpose is not sufficient reason. And I think if we're keeping matters in confidence, we should be mindful that we're doing it for the correct legal reasons rather than any other reason. I'm just mindful of a report from the Ombudsman a couple of years ago that was very dark on the plethora of matters kept confidential in local government illegitimately. It's overused, and I think we should be very mindful of it. There are good reasons for things to be in the public realm. And unless we have very good reasons, they're not be that, well, that's where they should end up. So I think when we're dealing with the issue of confidentiality, we should be well informed what legitimate reasons there are to keep things in confidence. Otherwise, we just have to let it out.
Well, I think that was the whole point that that's got to start it. The decision through. That's the point.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to suggest maybe in that the improvements to procedures would be that maybe at the end of our, towards the end of our term, we do a review of any remaining confidential items as well, so that a new chamber can sort of start fresh.
Well, that's a great suggestion. That might take the whole to the end of the term. you'd have to propose that if you remember why.
That's just a suggestion.
It's just
Yeah.
Well, thank you. So I'll just ask CEO to make a note of that. Thank you for the suggestion. All right, so is anybody else wanting to speak to the item?
Just briefly, I endorse Councillor Grant's comments about being the objective of this exercise is to release as many documents or key documents for as short a time as possible under the confidential clauses. So that's the outcome of the inquiry. I think that's a good end.
All right, thank you. So can we please vote on the item? All of those in favour of 16.1? Thank you. That's carried unanimously. Thank you very much. And thank you for the motion that you noted.
Now I'm going to do it's up in this rewarded store. I wasn't thought it was 14 years before the buy. 14 to see this side.
15, wasn't it?
14 to 30.
So it was June.
It's 14. Thank you. Back to that question. Yes. Yes, I'd like to move that motion on out of here for both things to David. I think I just started in council and voted to start a few days after or a few weeks after that. There's still a number of leadership positions in the council, possibly more than a normal director would. They may tend to travel and transfer between councils in their chosen profession. But David, an engineer, And I was quite surprised, I think, when we was given the position of one position of director of community development and then moved on to take environmental services as well. So it's a credit to you, David. The community and the mission, and the people around the table will. So I think it's pretty appropriate to for the council to come up with a resolution along those lines. Happy if there are other words that people would like to put in.
Councillor Pascal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to say very much.
There was an invitation as to having words
from I just want to say a personal thank you, David, because when you come into this space, it can be really overwhelming, and you were at MCEO when this chamber first started, and I want to thank you personally for your guidance during that time. And since then, you know, we've had a few hairy experiences out there in the community, and you've just helped me and guided me immensely, and I will deeply miss you, so thank you.
Thank you.
I'd just like to actually suggest a variation of the clue Mr. Waters' name.
Good pick up. But well, this isn't that heavy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Maybe, what do you say, Councillor Herman? It has to be in the motion.
Maybe the council acknowledges Mr. Ward's highly valued service. So, yeah. Now, I've already written to Mr. Waters to express my thanks, so I'll just leave it at that. Thanks.
All right, so let's just move. Anybody else wishing to speak to the election? Right, well, we'll just go straight to a vote, please. Vote, okay. So all those in favour, thank you, Gary Lannister. Thank you very much. And again, thank you, David, and best wishes for your future career moves. Now, you were going to talk about the petition, maybe a motion without notice, and just move the petition higher again.
The other motion without notice that I haven't got, but the motion without notice would be that the council refer the matter to. Refer the matter to C. L. Graham Associates for Proposal Lindsay.
So that the matter here is the petition.
The petition first of all on the representation of you. Right, get that in the heading. The petitions and two of them. On regarding representation of you, he referred to the CMO and subject project limited. C L Road Management and E. For consideration and advice to council along with other with the other representation. The reason for moving that is that just ties up, so I explained a bit earlier, that council has received the petition, has noted the petition, but that's all they do, but nothing's happened with it. That's because the state of the Treasury report received a note that it didn't take any action. This now shows the community that we have received these petitions and we have referred them on to the consultant that's making the assessment, and he will provide a report. In due course, that is the Director of Corporate Services has indicated up to 3 weeks.
All right, so just Councillor Powell has seconded, please. Thank you, that's my answer. You wish to speak? All right, so we'll move in a second. Anybody else wish to say anything? Thank you so much.
Look,
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, I have some a little bit of a concern about these particular petitions. And I thank the people that organise them because they want to express it in view. There's a couple of issues that I have with these particular choices of names. One of them is that the name for Ward 3, when you look at it on the map, it suggests it would be Cox's ward, presumably because the creek runs through the ward. Well, the creek doesn't run through the ward. It only just touches it at the top end. Cox's Creek actually runs through a central ward. And
just the point of order,
this is just referring the map onto the consultant.
Yep.
I'm sure he will get out a map where all those rivers
because we're both removing off topic. Okay, because you'll be able to discuss this when you talk about the representation and the rest.
Can I just make
a good point?
Yes. Maybe other point as well is that I did get a copy of the full list of voices of people that signed the petitions, and pretty much other than two people, I think they were all in the Northern Ward. There was two people I think that were in the Central Ward. And there was no one in the Southern Ward, so it's not necessarily representative of the reviews across the area. So I would be looking for council to get a more balanced view of what the opinions of the ward names are. And I guess finally as well, on Kapringa, which is the proposed name of the Central Ward, there's a whole part of the ward which is not even in the Kapringa catchment area, such as Woodfield and Ross Trevor. And Northern Summit and Urala.
You can put all those points through to the application itself. And it needs to be remembered we don't have three wards at this point, we only have two wards. And we are, this is up for discussion. So these proposed names for future wards, and we look at those for the rest. So anybody else wanting to? Thank you. So I'm going to ask those in favour, please. Well, yes, thank you. Well, 1, 2, 3. Okay, so that's carried in. That's carried. Am I correct? Thank you. But that's carried. Thank you. Okay, now, so we've had three motions put out notice. Were there any others? Okay, now we're just going on to council reports and the CEO's update. So, do we want to add anything in there on that?
Well, I've sent a report over for council committee representatives. So I attended the meeting with all the River Basin Authority's Water Committee on Monday, the 3rd of February. That was a team's meeting.
All right, so anybody else want to speak to any of the things that they have done? Or anyone else? So I'm assuming that the report I could then will perhaps come later on. When are you too late to that? Right, so let's go on to the CEO report. CEO, do you have a verbal update?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And through you, Mayor. Just a couple of items. So Mr. Charlton and myself here late in the spring, namely Robert Medica, just the Lewis Middle. They have finalised the plans, and they're looking at submitting them. But before they do submit that, they are considering some sort of communal forum to talk about their proposal. So we'll be posted on that. And the other item we'd like to talk about is we did see just recently some correspondence from the Boundary Change Commission that they're embarking on the second stage of their investigation, which is around community consultation, and that will start shortly. And that's their words in the other side of the river attachment. But there is really looking closely. Thank you, that's all for you tonight.
And so, can I just ask a question? Is that correspondence has that gone to, has been copied to elected members?
That has gone at this stage to the Bellingwood and Change Committee.
Okay. And can I ask the meeting that's late and popped it? Yeah, I'm sorry, do you want to talk about that?
Yes. Can I see the letter?
Oh, yes, sure. I'll distribute it.
Thank you.
So if you could send that out to the elected members, I think we could. Is that one?
Sorry, neither.
That is a page number. I had a question about that. You said that Warwick was late in public forums considering having a public forum. Is there anything to your knowledge at the minute with regard to their plans to involve council? I don't see any development for that, any sort of shared facilities or anything like that.
All
right, thank you. Thanks very much.
Yeah, in relation to that item, so plans have been submitted to council. Is this item likely to be considered by the council system planning administration? We as an adjacent landowner would have formal vulnerability to have a formal submission, you know.
And are very keen to work with us in the public realm and the strength in place. So we can very much at least involved in that process.
Councillor Lodge?
This is another question, sir. Is it possible to advise me that he's going to SCAP if he goes to SCAP by when it comes to SCAP? And if I can,
So the Stirling Village rebuild, is that Woolworths? Because when we think of Stirling Village, we think of here. So when we refer to Stirling Village rebuild, what are we specifically referring to? That, so it's Woolworths. Okay, yeah.
I will then first in the limits at 8:09 p.m. The next meeting is Tuesday, 25 February, 6:30 here at County Halifax. And I'll thank you, Mr. Kelly, for coming along this evening to assist us. And remind people there is the briefing session, the briefing session after this. So we'll have a break now. Thank you, everyone. How long have you come down for that?